This week, we're discussing the 1990. Don't screw it up this time, Hinkle.
Nominee.
Welcome to Retro Rewind. Get ready to dust off the VHS tapes and journey back in time with us. Whether you're a seasoned cinephile or a curious time traveler, our podcast is your portal to the past. So grab your Walkman, adjust your tracking, and let's dive into the world of
Retro Rewind.
This week, we're discussing the 1990 comedy sports drama Side Out, starring C. Thomas Howell, Peter Horton, Harley Jane Kozak, and Courtney Thorne Smith. Directed by Peter, his name's below, so I don't wreck the pronunciation, and written by Henry David Thoreau.
Easy.
David Thoreau.
Right.
The movie follows Howell as Monroe Clark, who is pursuing a law career working for his uncle, played by Weekend at Bernie's titular corpse, a.k.a. Terry Kaiser. After serving the eviction notice to Zach Barnes, played by Horton, the two end up through movie-constructed circumstances on a beach volleyball team. They enter a championship tournament and begin working their way through volleyball legends to, spoiler alert, win just before the credits roll. Sure, there's a little romance thrown in, a little sticking it to the man court moment, and enough bikini shots to keep the teen boys interested. But does this movie stand up to the critical eyes of two guys who were quite enthusiastic to see it when it came out? Find out on this episode of Retro Rewind.
Hell yeah, Gary, Side Out.
I've had this on the system for us to watch for a while because I figured at some point we're going to cover this movie.
Yeah,
how can we not?
This is that's one of those ones that I'm sure most people have never heard of.
Probably.
Most people we know will never watch it, but man, did we watch this movie?
Yes, we did.
It just really struck home with us. I mean, clearly, if you saw Gary and I in person, you would see us and think, beach volleyball players.
Exactly. Clearly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's, all right. Gary, let me give you some, I got some information here for you. Let me just throw some numbers at you here, bro. Side Out, 1990. This film, Rotten Tomatoes has us sitting at, well, a nothing for the critics and a 60% with the audience. So there's literally no critic reviews of this film.
I saw that, and I looked, and it says 4 reviews.
Yeah,
which apparently is not enough to get any type of number out of.
Yeah,
and as a result of that, if you look at them, I think every single one of them just says rotten, 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 rotten.
There's no
actual text or anything to the review. It's just
rotten. I mean, look, I think they're being a little harsh, but you know, that's beside the point.
We'll get into all that.
The budget for this massive piece of work was $6 million, Gary. $6 million in 1990. Luckily, at the box office, they made a whopping $450,000. So, clearly, this falls under... I think Clerks made more money than this movie.
Did we see this movie more than once in the theater? I don't think so, but
I don't know. But boy, I was ready for.
I don't think we contributed a whole lot, but we did go see it.
Yeah, I mean, this was one of those movies. Like most people, when they saw Rocky, they went out and they wanted to start fighting people. Like, man, I'll kick you. I'm Eye of the Tiger, man. Gary and I was like, let's go build a beach volleyball court in my dad's backyard.
Everything but the beach.
Well, yeah, let's build a volleyball court and then make it full contact.
Yeah, pretty much.
So this was written by a man named David Thoreau, Gary, not the legendary Henry David Thoreau, but he is a distant relative.
Yeah.
Of the famed nature writer, Henry David Thoreau, known for Walden Woods and Walden Pond and all that stuff on Golden Pond. I don't know. he had written for TV. I couldn't find a whole lot on this guy. He has written a couple of novels, but I can't find anything about him. Like I looked him up and I just couldn't, I don't know. I'm sure you can find it, but I couldn't find it. But he'd written some TV episodes for Highway to Heaven, Miami Vice, and Quantum Leap. So, I mean, he does have some, I guess, skill as a writer.
Yeah.
As you said, directed by a guy named Peter. Now it looks like his last name is pronounced Israelson. Gary has said that is absolutely not the way it's pronounced. So.
I don't know that. I just didn't want to butcher it because I'm like, man, looking at that, that just looks like I already have enough trouble with the intros. So my thought was, why stumble over a name when I don't, sure. when I've got so many other names to stumble over. But so this one, I was like, well, how do you pronounce it?
Yeah.
And I did a Google search and it came up like it was a Swedish name. And the way that the Swedish pronunciation of it was, I was like, not a chance. I'm not going to try.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I just looked at it phonetically and Israel Sun is how it looks.
Yes.
All apologies if I'm doing that wrong. And maybe by the time Gary does post on this, he can find a proper pronunciation of it. But no disrespect to the man, because I think he directed a pretty great film here. Spoiler. Outside of
leave it away.
Outside of no one's watching it 6 minutes in, so I feel confident in that. But they're going to miss my great critical review of this film.
You say 6 minutes, but you're discounting the probably 3 minutes of me screwing up the intro.
But hey, no one's watching 3 minutes in, Gary. You've seen the number.
Point taken. True, true. Side out.
Outside of Side Out, the man is mostly known for directing music videos. So, you know, nothing of note. He has directed a couple other films, but just nothing that I felt was worthy of mentioning on this epic piece of broadcast that we're doing. So that's all I got number-wise and information-wise. If we want, we can jump into our personal thoughts of this film.
Well, before we get too far, I will mention, I did say in the intro that they begin working their way through Volleyball Legends.
Yes.
I put that on purpose because they actually have quite a bit of Volleyball Legends, quote-unquote. At the time, I'm sure most of these guys were all like gold medalists and many tournament. No shade on the quotes. I don't know why I did that. But names that stuck out to me and Andy, of course, were Randy Stoklos and St. John Smith.
Great.
Big fans.
Kings of the Beach.
Yes. I have Kent Steffes, Steve Timmons, Mike Dodd, Tim Hovland, and then there's quite a bit of other names that of other players on there that were also, you know, pretty big legends of the game, but I didn't recognize the names that much. And I'm like, nobody's going to know probably half these anyway that we talk about, but we care.
Yeah. I mean, if you read fans. Down their accomplishments, you've got Olympic gold medalists in there.
Yeah.
Like multiple gold medalists. You've got Stoklos and Smith, Stingen and Randy. I mean, they were the first. I think Stingen with Smith was the first beach volleyball player to 100 wins in a tournament. They both were the first guys to make $1 million playing beach volleyball. I mean, they were the kings of the beach, right. as evident. And I'm sure Gary will put it up in post, or maybe you'll talk about it here. But video games. I mean, there's actually video games made about these guys. I mean, in 1990, beach volleyball was really. It was on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was everywhere. I mean, you and I remember we went and saw
the
tour.
Yeah.
I have, and I can't find it here in my dungeon, but still have my signed autographed pictures of St. John Smith in the t-shirt. Cause he was the guy that I always gravitated to.
Yeah.
Cause I just think he was, I like the name St. John. I'm not going to lie. I wish I was named St. John. I should have changed it on here, Gary. I should have been St. John Parker. I can do it while you're talking.
If you want right now and post, I can just.
Yeah, just do a little block over it and put Sinjin. Have you look it up and you're like. You know. Knowing full well that I could never jump up and spike the ball.
No.
I was never in. I had to pull the net down and cheat. But but that can't be proven. There were no videos of it back then.
That's true. Not everybody walked around the mobile at the time.
Thank God. Yeah.
I got heavily into playing backyard volleyball. Every now and then we go to like the park that would have the sand and play there. But man, setting up something in your backyard and we just have games every weekend.
Yeah, this film is more nostalgic for Gary and I. And, you know, granted, it was not a blockbuster by any stretch. I mean, there's no Field of Dreams. Let's get that straight.
No.
But for a moment in time, we lived in my parents' backyard because it was big enough to set up a court. And it was just a given on Sundays, you came to my dad's house, either if you were off or when you got off work, and we would all be there. Us, our girlfriends, all of our friends. If they brought somebody, we just pulled them in and we played volleyball. We played from, gosh, it felt like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning until someone either got hurt or it just got too dark. We couldn't see it. We just literally, we lived and breathed volleyball. We loved it. And I... I have to say, I guess this probably pushed us. I'm sure we would play it because none of us, I mean, Kevin played basketball, but none of us were basketball players, and backyard football was brutal. Like we would, you know, really hurt ourselves.
We'd really get hurt doing that.
This seemed feasible that we could play this without getting too hurt, and our girlfriends could play. Yeah. So, and again, at that age in 1990, our only real focus is to try to spend more quality time with the ladies. Ladies, as I like to say. Is this movie great? it's a great piece of nostalgia for me and Gary.
But it's
fun. This is a fun movie to watch.
Just a little bit. I will say going in, I mean, I was trying to remember when the last time I saw this one was, because I had been wanting to see it again, and I was sure that I'd probably seen it.
Yeah.
Maybe at some point over the past 20 years, maybe 30. Other than the time that we saw it and probably on video or whatever, because I'm sure when it released, we watched it again or bought it or something. I'm sure there's a copy. You probably have a copy of it. I didn't really, I remember parts of it, but I didn't remember the whole plot and all that. So to me going into it was like, man, I think this is going to be terrible. I just expected it to, what do you expect out of this movie? I expect it to be a very cheesy taking advantage of the spike in, no pun intended, volleyball interest and really pushing that to make a quick movie out of it as quick as they could, and maybe hopefully make a buck, which apparently they did not.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, out of some of the crappy movies that we've seen on here, this movie was not bad at all. I actually really kind of enjoyed watching it again. And I don't know if that means that the movie's that great or if it was just a nostalgic take, like I'm saying. But I actually really did enjoy seeing it. And I was kind of like, this is not as horrible as I thought it was going to be, which is pretty bad. I guess I set the bar kind of low going into it. But still, I don't know. I had a great time watching it again.
This was typical of the films of that era. It was fun. Yeah. You know, lots of sex appeal. Little bit of sport, a little bit of action. You know, it was just fun. It's a fun watch. And then, you know, not all movies have to be, you know, Good Will Hunting or, you know, Schindler's List. Some movies are just fun, and this is a fun movie. And, you know, it's not a bad story. It's decently acted, you know, minus Rollo. He kind of sucked. Gary, while you were talking, I did find one critic's review. So if you want, I will read it.
Sure.
And then you can put it down in the bottom. The quote, this is a quote. This is, I didn't make this up. This film is the Citizen Kane of beach volleyball movies.
How many times do we end up with the quote?
Says by some guy named Andy Parker from the film show Flick Flops. I said it, Gary. I'll stand by it. I'll meet you in the parking lot if you want to fight about it. This is Kane. Of beach volleyball movies.
So when you said while you were talking, you really meant while you were talking, I was logging on to Rotten Tomatoes.
I literally just typed it on my page in front of me just so I could say it.
Putting my stamp in.
But I will, because I have an account on Rotten Tomatoes, and I will go ahead and put that on there, and I will put my name on it and stand by it. End of show. Thanks. Roll credits. Thank you.
If this was like, okay, so here is one thing that I did get a kick out of about the movie. There's these little threads of things happening that's set up for the movie. And look, who cares about spoilers? Because like, are you even?
Well, surely everyone that watches this has seen this. If you haven't, then I just don't know. I don't want to say to you.
Right. Peter Horton's character has got this on and off girlfriend thing kind of going on. And there's this, she's trying to get him to screw up the game, throw the game so that the other guy can get this. I don't know what's going on at the
moment. It's a tale as old as time.
Sure.
It was lifted from the Chicago Black Sox scandal against the Reds. It's everybody knows about it. You don't have to talk about it.
Well, then never mind. Anyways, I like that. When in doubt, pinky out. I saw that. We all tuned in to see if Andy would spew his coke everywhere. Oh my gosh, how many shades of red am I turning? So anyway.
Stop talking.
Anyway, there's a little bit of like, maybe, if you care at all, maybe there's maybe a tiny bit, just a teeny tiny bit of you going, I wonder what's going to happen after the game ends. I got an idea. Here's what happens after the game. I would love to have seen been in the meeting room with, well, so how are we going to end this? You know? Well, I think, Andy, you've got the scene right over your shoulder. I'm pretty sure that's the ending of the movie. As soon as they win,
credits
start rolling. It's hilarious.
They leave you hanging. It was supposed to be a sequel, but Slide Out 2. Clearly, they're waiting on us to write, Gary. So listen, after this, I'm going to pull up my final draft. Well.
I think we've already committed to probably about 5 or 6 scripts now since we've been doing this thing.
I'm going to put aside my rewrite of Escape from New York.
Right.
This is next. Look, they just did a sequel to Top Gun. So if you can wait 30 years to do that, clearly the world needs this right now, whether they know it or not.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Oh my gosh. I mean, look at me. My nose is still red from laughing at all that. It's like I'm Rudolph.
That's great. That's all I got, man. This is a great movie for me. I enjoyed it. Do I think everybody's going to love this movie? Absolutely not. You should watch it though. It's fun.
So Andy, with your right arm, just reach up and let's let's just there we go. Go off screen a little bit and just hold it there.
This has been a Touch of Madness production, brought to you by the creative minds at Tommy Twins Media.